Welcome to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter, just a guy who's trying to live a great life and learn the best way to live it. This show is for the everyday human being that feels exactly how I feel, and every week I will bring you weekly episodes on how to get better mentally, emotionally, spiritually, physically, and financially so you can have a great mental diet. Welcome back to the Mental Dietitian Podcast. I'm your host, Aaron Lynch Potter. And today's going to be a good one. It's always going to be a good one. I'm always going to give my best I possibly can. Today's episode is called Four Mind-Blowing Facts to Revolutionize Your Life. Now, these are mind-blowing facts that so many people do not know. I was sitting here thinking about what to make this episode about, and I was like, what are some things that people just are not aware of and people don't know, and these facts that could really change their life? I also wanted to pick things that I have personal experiential knowledge of, not just something I've researched or something that sounds cool that I don't necessarily know and have a felt experience in myself. I wanted to make sure that I had a felt experience where I can really speak from the heart, really speak authentically, and not just blab information. There's so much information out there, too much information. But I've found that the best information that I've heard is information combined with experiential knowledge, somebody's firsthand experience with whatever it is they're talking about. So you ready to jump into it? Fact number one, 90% of your serotonin, the happy chemical, the chemical in your brain that makes you happy, is from your gut. It's from your gut. 90% of your serotonin is made in your gut, in your gastrointestinal tract, within the lining of it. What does that mean? Could that mean that a lot of people's mental health issues, depression, anxiety, etc., 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 could be healed with just diet? Possibly. I'm not going to say 100%, but I believe it's a massive, massive factor. If you are eating processed, crappy foods intermittently with no kind of schedule, you don't have a window that maybe you're eating, if you're looking at the more fasting kind of lens of looking things through like I do, I like fasting. I don't do it every day, but I do it a couple of times a week. Sometimes I do a 24-hour fast. Or if you're not in that fasting kind of way of looking at life, you could just have breakfast, lunch, dinner, but consistently around the same time every day. Here's a general rule for happiness in regards to food. If it's ever been alive, eat it. That covers you carnivore people that only want to eat meat. That covers you vegans and vegetarians that have your own ways of looking at what diet is and what health is. General rule, if it's ever been alive, it's probably okay to eat it. Now, there's lots of nuances in that. Some people argue that we shouldn't eat vegetables because they have plant toxins that basically say that cause issues in our gut. And there's lots of evidence towards that. And there's other people that say you shouldn't touch meat because there's lots of evidence that they can cite that it's meat is bad for you. Whatever it is, just bear in mind this fact. I believe if people really knew it and felt it and like actually felt it, be like, holy fuck, are you saying that 90% of my happiness, this happy feeling that a lot of people are striving for and looking for, can be traced back to what I eat? Yes, that's what I'm saying. So what are you going to do with that information? What are you going to do now that you have this information? That's a mind-blowing fact. That is a fact that can revolutionize everything. So why don't we know this fact? Why isn't this fact blasted out to the world? Well, I'll leave that question up to you. But start eating good quality organic food, whether or not you're a meat eater, something in between, or you're a vegan, whatever it is that you do, eat good quality food that's grown in real soil with as little fertilizing as possible. And watch your mental health change. Simple as that. Here's a big one. Number two, your body will store emotions in your tissues. Your issues are in your tissues. Not dealing with your emotions can cause illness and disease. Now, there's many different factors for many different illnesses and disease, but a lot of studies recently are finding that suppressed emotions and not dealing with emotions, especially big emotions, traumatic experiences in your life, will literally cause disease. Crohn's, cancer, all these things can be stemmed back with studies, with research. Do your own research, look into it, look into people like Gabor Mate's work, When the Body Says No, great book. The Myth of Normal, great book. People, whenever somebody says, oh, well, my back can't hurt because of my emotions. Yes, it can. What about my left knee? Yes, it can. Do you know why? Because I have firsthand experiential knowledge with that. The very first time I ever experienced this, I had this really sore spot in my scapula. I went to massage. I went to acupuncture. I went to so many different places to getting needles stuck in there, getting massage stuck in there, going to chiropractors. Nothing would change it. It was just this locked up part of my scapula. I had a psilocybin mushroom journey. I found out what that pain was. There was emotions. It was things I was carrying. That might sound crazy to you. They're like, that doesn't make sense. That's so outside of what I think about. Okay. When you're stressed, where do you feel it? Where does everybody in society know that we feel it? Right here, baby, in the traps. So if you have a firsthand experiential knowledge with that, which we all do, whenever we get stressed, we get sore traps and people go like this and like, oh, is it possible that emotions could get stored in other places? I had three major places in my body where my emotions get stored in my muscles. My scapula right here, my left knee, and my right side of my lower back. I've explored all three of these places on multiple psychedelic journeys and found so many answers to my own physical pain, which was manifested because of my emotional pain. Do your research on this. When I discovered this experientially within my own body, it changed my entire perception of what it meant to be a human being. It changed everything. I was like, wait a second. So by stretching and doing all the yoga and the stretching and the exercise and all that stuff and the acupuncture and the chiropractic and the massage, those are great tools. But if I keep having the same recurring thing over and over and over again, is it possible that it's something else? Is it possible that all the pain that people feel could be suppressed emotion? It's possible, but there's also other factors as well. That's why I'm not making general statements. But these are things, these are facts that are proven with science. They are proven with studies, hundreds and hundreds of them. There was a study. This is from Gabor Mate's book, When the Body Says No. There was a study in Scandinavia with 1,000 women. You can research this. There was 1,000 women. They did a study on talking about anger and rage, and they gave them a questionnaire, and they monitored them for about 10 years. Within a 90% accuracy, they could predict which women would get breast cancer based on how angry they were in the questionnaire over the next 10 years. Do whatever you want with that information, but it is a fact. And to deny it is to deny reality. So research it, do your research on these things. Don't just take what a bold guy on a podcast is saying. Do your own research. But the more you deal with the inner world and the emotional things that we have suppressed and hidden away and stored away, the less pain you have, the more freedom you have. It's amazing. It's incredible. I have less pain than I ever have in my entire life, and I battled with it for decades. Little niggling things from here and there. So it's fact number two. Fact number three. Damn, this is a big one. Breathing through your mouth will make you depressed. Mouths are for eating, noses are for breathing. So many people have issues with their sleep because they breathe through their mouth. If you have issues with your sleep and you're waking up dozens of times a night, that will cause depression. It will cause massive amounts of sadness and just feeling less than shitty because you're not breathing properly. There's an amazing book called Breath by James Nestor that if you want to research this thing, this whole subject about breathing through your nose, it will blow your mind. Breathing through your nose will also restructure your face. It'll add more bone density here. It'll make your jaw thicker. You can tell when somebody breathes through their mouth because they don't usually have a proper defined jawline. They usually have kind of a tucked in chin like this. It's crazy. It changes how you digest food. It changes everything. Breathing through your nose, it was also tested with Olympic athletes in Russia. They put a thing of water in their mouth. So they had a glass of water and had to run around a track and had to spit out the same amount of water. And they only forced to breathe through their nose through this 400 meter race. They had a 20% increase in their performance because they were breathing through their nose. I have used this tool to win jiu-jitsu matches when somebody is maybe just as skilled as me, but I will up the pace. I will increase my cardio and force myself to breathe through my nose. If you look at any really good UFC fighters, they all breathe through their nose. And you can tell when somebody's gassed out because they start huffing through their mouth. They don't breathe through their nose. Breathing through your nose will change your life. I used to tape my mouth shut every night, and the quality of sleep that I had was unbelievable. I don't need to do it anymore because I feel like I breathe through my nose now. But every now and then, if I'm not feeling like I'm sleeping too well, tape your mouth shut. It'll change your life. Guarantee it. Go try it. Go research it. It's a mind-blowing fact. Another fact that is just not spoken about. It's not blasted out everywhere. Who knows why? But I'm here to share it with you. Fact number four. This is fascinating. Meditation literally changes your brain. Like literally. It will strengthen areas of your brain, including memory, learning, attention, and self-awareness. It can also help calm down your sympathetic nervous system, which will drop you into a parasympathetic nervous system. It can increase cognition, memory, and attention. They've done studies over an 8-week period. All memory, cognition, mindfulness, all this kind of stuff, attention span, focus, was all increased. Just dozens of studies to see how your meditation will literally change the wiring of your brain. You'll think better. You'll be better. Meditation is huge. But yet how many people do it? Like actually consistently do it? Even me, I struggle sometimes consistently doing it. I've done it for 30 days straight. Then I take a week or two off and then I notice it in my life. I don't feel as calm. I feel more reactive. I'm reacting rather than responding. Meditation will literally change the structure of your brain and how it's wired for the better. Taking time and spending it with yourself and going inwards will also help the sympathetic nervous system. The sympathetic nervous system is that flighty, in your head, stuck in your mind kind of energy, rather than that the parasympathetic nervous system, which is the rest, relax, recuperate nervous system. We have to spend time in both. At work, when I'm selling, I got to be in my sympathetic nervous system. I'm ready. Boom, 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 boom. But I spent my entire life there. I never got out of it. I never rested. I never was able to relax. I never was able to get out of my mind. It became this constant tyrant that wouldn't turn off. Meditation helped me with that. It allowed me to get back into my body, get that relaxing, recuperating kind of feeling, and start like bookmarking your day with meditation, even if it's at 5 or 10 minutes in the morning and 5 to 10 minutes at night. If you do this for even a week, you will notice more calm, less reactive, more responsive. You'll get to choose how you respond to things rather than being stuck in that sympathetic nervous system, which is just boom, boom, react, bang, bang, bang. These four facts, if people knew these and really understood these things, what a different fucking world it would be. Hey, what you eat is really important. Well, yeah, I know that. But hey, like 90% of your serotonin stored in your gut, that's a pretty big deal. You should probably know that. You not dealing with your emotions and you avoiding it will literally cause illness and disease. It'll literally kill you. That's kind of a big thing we should know. Breathing through your mouth will make you depressed. It's kind of something we should know. Meditating will literally rewire your brain. It's free and you can do it at any time. You don't need an app. I mean, apps help. They're great if you need that. But it's just sitting there, and all you need to do is focus on your breath in through your nose, out through your nose, or in through your nose, out through your mouth, whatever you want to do. And then doing belly breaths. What's a belly breath? Focus on your belly, push your belly out. Do that for 5 to 10 minutes a day. Watch how your brain wants to go off. And if you ever get caught up, go back to the belly breath. That's it. That's all you need to do. Those four things are huge. So I hope they help. I hope it can add some kind of perspective or give you an inventory of like, hey, I need to do that better. I'm still eating processed foods. I'm still doing this kind of crap. I don't meditate. I have pain in my body that is just, it sucks. Maybe it's emotions. Maybe it's not stretching. Maybe it's not a tight muscle. It is those things, but what is causing those things? What's the root underneath that? That is the fruit. What is the root? Love you guys. Hope this episode helps, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Mental Dietitian Podcast. If you found any value at all, please share this with a family member or a friend, or just a guy or a gal walking down the street, just anybody at all, if you feel like it could help them and benefit them from the conversations we're having. It would mean the world to me if you could also leave a review. It helps grow the show. It helps the algorithms. And I also do love connecting with my listeners, so please reach out to me on social media. The best way to get a hold of me is through Instagram. And my Instagram handle is Aaron Lynch Potter, and that's spelled AhrenLynchPotter. Thank you so much once again.